God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Think now with me, think with me. There are people in your life who have been in your life for decades, and you don't even know why they're there. You might even wish they were gone, but they're there. Let me tell you why. They're waiting for what's in you to be completed. And God has been, they have more faith than you do, because God has been telling them on the inside, don't leave that person. Don't leave that person. I stayed in contact with my friend Daryl. I met Daryl in kindergarten. Kindergarten. Do you hear what I'm saying? I met Daryl in kindergarten. All my life I've known Daryl. All my life. When I became a Christian, I kept going down to my area of North Philadelphia. I'd go down there all the time. Around Labor Day, I'd go down, take the boys to breakfast. I loved my friends. I was a born-again Christian, but I kept showing Jesus. And God kept those boys in my life. Kept them in my life. Until one day, Daryl came to 2901, sat down with me in the conference room, and said, Eric, I want what you have. You know how many years it took from kindergarten, when we were five, 25 years later. All that time, God had me under wraps, under the guise of friendship, because he knew I'd keep bringing the light, and he knew one day that fire in me would strike Daryl's match. Is there anybody in your life that has been hanging on to you, waiting for a revelation of who God is to come through you, but you can't see it because you're too busy focusing on greater ministry? All right. I'm making you mad now. Yes, I am. Watch this. Watch this. Listen carefully. You think that God's call to you was to a crowd, when God may have called you because he knows that in that calling, you're going to sit before him, you're going to wait on him, you're going to pray, you're going to fast, you're going to do all that stuff, but he never lets you come to the pulpit. Never let you preach to a crowd. But then one day, you talk to one person on the subway, and that person says, yes, Lord. And you never talk to anybody else. You were saved and called for that one person. But see, the church and your thoughts of ministry won't let you accept that. You can't accept the fact that God loved that person so much that he raised you up, knowing that you will fast and pray to get the anointing, and the anointing destroyed the yoke. There was a man in the book of Acts named Ananias. I'm not talking about the one that tried to steal. He was praying, and when Paul was blinded, God told him, go pray for him. He said, Lord, this man kills Christians. Listen to what God said. He is an anointed, chosen vessel for me. When I read that passage, here's what I think. You don't know who God has chosen. And you don't know what impact you have. You never heard another thing about Ananias. But if he had not obeyed God, Paul wouldn't have gotten his eyesight back. You see, growing means you accept what God allows. And God called me, God called me. What does that mean? Why are we so persistent? Why are we so insistent about being called? Why do we have this hunger and this thirst to be used of God? Peter doesn't talk about that. Paul doesn't talk about that. When did we change? So much so that we want to be used. I just want God to use me. Why? So that you can feel better about yourself. So that you can have a greater price? Did Jesus die so I could become a bishop? No. He died so I could come into the holiest of holies and have fellowship with God. And if he had never called me to ministry, I'd be as happy as I am right now. Because my joy is not in my ecclesiastical responsibilities. It's in the fact that my name is written in the book of life. I don't need to preach to be successful. I don't need to do ministry in order to feel like I matter. We have to grow up. Listen to what Peter says. My God. He says, you're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. You don't know what impact your life has on somebody who's been waiting for you. I need you to see things like I do. Just come with me and see things. Just come on, get up and come with me in your mind. Because if you get up here and try to rush up here, the security going to step up. I don't want nobody getting hurt. I go downtown sometimes, and when I go downtown, I see people that are standing on street corners begging. This is my theology, and it has served me well. I told you, I'm a Presbycostal because I believe in the sovereignty of God. Nothing happens without his allowing, and if he does, he's getting glory out of it. So when these people, when I see them on the corner, listen to what I'm saying. When I see them on the corner, God knows my heart, okay? He knows how I feel in my soul. So he would not let them come unless he wanted me to give them something. Because he knows I can't tell them no. If he did not want me giving, he would have told them to go on Market Street, not Chestnut Street. He put them there because he knew that I was coming. And he also knew that with every coin and every dollar I give them, they're getting Jesus. And all I'm called to do is plant. Listen to this, because I need to shift your thinking now to see things God's way. And if you get your mind up on this higher level, if you get to this place of maturity, you'll have a better life. Listen, God wants people that he has elected. He wants them saved. They don't know they're elected. Now, our God, because he is God, will create a negative situation to bring you to a positive end. And until you master that concept, you'll forever be in bondage. God will use the negative thing to bring you to the positive, powerful end. Just read your Bible and you'll see it. That person that I spoke to that eventually came to God would never have heard the gospel if they weren't on that corner begging. Listen carefully. Once they come into the kingdom, they may not ever need to be on the corner anymore. What will it take to bring you to your yes? All God is hunting out of us is a yes. What will it take? He'll start off by blessing. Because anybody in their right mind knows that when God blesses us, it's his mercy. And so you ought to be thankful. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. But if the blessings cause you to become arrogant, then the blessings will very subtly turn into chastisement. Now, one way or another, God's going to get a yes out of you. One way or another. Because, see, God already has you saved. So your soul's no longer the issue. Now it's the quality of life. It's not the destination. You're saved. Nobody can pluck you out of his hand. You're saved. But now it's how you're going to live this life. Fleshly, in arrogance and self-delusion, or with submission and yieldedness, worship and adoration. What will it take to get you there? Somebody might have to go through a physical illness to see the greatness of God and come out with a whole new mindset. The devil meant it for evil, but God turned it into good. I'm not suggesting that you have to be sick. I'm saying that whatever God has to use, if you learn the lesson without having to go through the fire, that's why I'm here. I'm here to teach you the lesson so you won't have to go through the fire. The word is a lamp to my feet. The word will bring you to capitulation. You won't need to suffer if you listen to what the word says. If you honor him and consult him and submit to him and glorify him and yield to him and obey him. Hallelujah. I was suspended from school because the teacher had it in for me. She did not like me. She's trying to keep her brother down. So that wasn't why I was suspended. I was suspended because I wouldn't let her keep me down. And because I'm half Jamaican, I wasn't letting her keep me down. And so while she was not in the classroom, I took a whole bunch of tacks and put them in her chair. Because nobody getting over on the kid. And she sat down on them. Now, that wasn't the funny part. The funny part was she didn't feel them. And when she stood up to write on the board, you saw all the little tacks sticking in the back. And one of the goody-goodies said, Miss Smith, you got tacks in the back of your dress. And she reached back and pulled one out. And everyone else was, you know, kind of stoic. And I got busted because I laughed. And I couldn't help but laugh. And she said, you go on down to the vice principal's office. So I went. And Mr. Hatchett took me out in the fire escape and hit me with this paddle. Hit me 3 times with this paddle. I'm looking for him today. Hit me 3 times with this paddle that had holes in it to stop the wind resistance. Then took me to the office and suspended me. And I went home with a note. And I didn't give the note to my parents. So they called. They called my mama. And mama called daddy. And daddy came up to the house and he beat me. Not viciously, but enough that I never was suspended again. I learned my lesson, but it was through chastisement. Oh, we're going to learn God's lesson. But God is going to correct our behavior.
If you believe for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10417P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.